May lalaki, hindi manda, kay nagdubli, ug asawa. Ngano bang nagpabadlong ka, mitubag man lang siya. Tao man lang taon ta, ang tao mitras buhi pa. Dili kawan at problema, mapubri ka umadato. Adunay tubang hitabo, kay tao man lang taon ta. Kapalaran tawa tunta, kundi malas. Pasinsya na paglipay kun may swerte. May dalaga na higugma sa lalaking may asawa, ug sa dihang na disgrasya, miingon man lang siya.
Tao man lang taon ta,
ang tao mitras buhi pa. Dili kawat at problema, mapobre ka ug madato. Adunay tubang hitabo, kay tao man lang taon ta. Kapalaran dawa tunta, kundi malas. Pasinsya na paglipay kun may swerte ka. May tigulang daghag apo sa tinpidyer nang ulitaw. Naunsa ba ikaw lulu, mitubag man lang siya.
Ay, tao man lang taong ta,
ang tao buhi pa. Dili kawat ang problema, mapubri ka ug madato. Adunay tubang hitabo, kay tao man lang taon ta. Kapalaran dawa tunta, kundi malas. Pasinsya na paglipay kun may swerte ka. Kay tao pasinsya na paglipay kung may swerte ka.
Ay, tao man lang lagita.
Well, you're listening to episode 50 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet podcast / radio broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection, an ongoing quest, a journey of discovery that has become a journey of self-discovery. And beginning there with Max Serbin from his amazing album, Cour de Pia. And we listened to a track called Tao Man Lang Tao Ta, which is that, if you were listening closely, the breaks. I think it was the punchline of the song. Now, I don't know if this record is a comedy record or not. It's from 1975, from the Philippines, and I just to show how ignorant I am, I bought this when I was in Taiwan thinking it was a Taiwanese record, not even really looking, just saw it that had a pretty cool cover. Max is thinking of a pretty cute girl, and yeah, it just looked cool, why not? And yep, it's not a very good record. From that trip, I made a compilation of Taiwanese rock from like the early mid-60s all the way up to the mid-80s, and this did not even make the cut because it's not even from Taiwan, but also it just is kind of goofy. It's just too goofy for me. It's a fine line. So this and a few other records are sort of in this group of records which I bought in Taiwan, so they're special, but the music's not very good, so I never listen to them. Very weird. Well, coming up next is another group that walks that fine line between goofy and great. It's the Archies, and this is a pretty recent acquisition. The record's from 1969. It's called Everything's Archie. I bought it maybe less than 3 months ago, or maybe it's longer than that. I don't know. Time is really flying these days. But I was hanging out with my good friend Tim. We went to the Cow Records and PB, new record store. I was trying to branch out. And this is me branching out, buying an Archie's record. It was really cheap, and it was in really good condition. I thought, hey, you know what? I like Ohio Express. I like bubblegum. Why not buy an Archie's record? And I don't know if I've ever actually listened to this record. It's sort of, we're sort of in the my pile of new records, some of which get heavy rotation, some of which I basically play once and never listen to again, or half a time maybe, you know. Well, this is one of those records, because you know what it's going to sound like. It's going to sound great. It's going to sound goofy. Well, I'm going to play a favorite song of mine, rock and roll music, Chuck Berry song, that when I was like 6 or 7, I had musical chairs, and this is the song we used at my birthday party, musical chairs, rock and roll music, Chuck Berry and the Archies.
First a little guitar, and then some bass, and here come the drum, and a little organ. Oh, what would we do without a rock and roll music?
Rock and roll music, shoo-bop-a-wa.
Yeah, what would we do without a rock and roll music? Have to clap our hands to
rock and roll music, shoo-bop to wada.
And what would we have to get up and dance to
rock and roll music, shoo-bop to wada.
Hey!
Rock and roll music make you feel alright.
Feel alright all night.
Rock and roll music make you dance all night.
Rock and roll music make you feel so good. Make you feel good like the music should. Oh, what would we do without a rock and roll music?
Rock and roll music, shoo-bop-a-wada.
And what would we do without a rock and roll music?
Rock and roll music, shoo-bop-a-wada. Hey!
Rock and roll music make the world go round.
The world goes round and round.
Rock and roll music is the only sound.
The only sound around.
Oh, rock and roll music make you feel so nice. Let's rock and roll once.
What?
Nikki and the Corvettes there from their self-titled album, Bomp Records Classic, and a gift from my brother for Christmas one year. We always strive to push each other's musical boundaries. That really wasn't pushing the musical boundaries because I was a huge Donnas fan. And basically the Donnas were a man creating a all-girl group that looks, independent and strong and just making them cool. And in the Donna's case, just copying Nikki and the Corvettes 20 years later. And so my brother got me this record to show me the way. Much appreciated. And, I still think the Donnas are cool. Don't get me wrong. Or at least their first couple albums. The last few, though, sucked. that's what this record makes me think of my brother and our great relationship. And before that, we listened to a misrepresentation by me. That was the Archies Rock and Roll Music, written by Barry, not Chuck Berry, though. I looked a little closer. Barry with an A. And just goes to show how off the cuff this radio program is, and how some of the records I've never listened to. And that's why I'm here 1 hour a week, forcing myself to listen to some of these records and remember what I am, who I am, and why I am here. This next one here is a Rounder Records classic. It's called Calypso Pioneers. It's from 1989. But most of these tracks are from the 30s, maybe 20s, probably, maybe even older. I don't know. I think mostly from the 30s. All the big names on here. Attila the Hun, The Executor, tons more. But we're going to listen to Wilmoth Houdini and a track called War Declaration.
And tell them I am coming, so they better prepare for war. Cable in the morning, send and tell them I am coming, so they better prepare for war. Tell them murder, kill and slay, war declare at the break of day. On the lion and Attila and the Lord execute a war declare. Attentively, I can prove that it is only true jealousy. Some says it's like Papa Houdini, and I know that it is through my ability. Just listen to the songsters all around the town, how they're criticizing Houdini's song. They have got the wrong conception. I'm a born Calypsonian war declare. Songsters declare that I must not shine. They follow me all around the tongue, and every theater trying to call me dumb. People listen attentively. Can't you see this only true jealousy? That is why they made this scandal about deportation war declare. Characteristic songs from the book of additions which last so long. The volubility that is blissed in me, it is owing to my high class propensity. I am not versed in psychology, but I can sing intelligently, and I can last on my journey to the end of destiny. War declare.
wash you up and wash you down. Gonna lay the devil down. Gonna lay that devil down. Come on, people. Come on, children. There's a king at the Glory River and the precious king of the people to sing. Babies in the blinking sun. Sang we shall overcome. I got
very cool track there by Laura Nyro. Nyro? I don't know. But a song called Save the Country, and it's from her New York Tendaberry album. Jeez, man. Not super familiar with her or the record at all, but I can tell you why I bought this record. I was in Victoria, not the last Christmas, but two Christmases ago, and I wanted to expand my horizons. At the time, Kate Bush had suddenly resurged in popularity, very trendy, and basically, I mean, I think the reason for her resurgence in popularity was simply that she was unlistenable, and therefore people impressed other people by saying they listened to this unlistenable artist, and it went from a joke to a serious thing, which is what always happens. We know this well. And so my reaction was to try and get into Laura Nyro, or Nyro. And clearly it didn't really work, because I'm not really that into her over a year and a half later. Although, you know what? Listening to that track makes me want to listen to the rest of this record. It's a pretty cool record. And she is beautiful, so that helps too. Before that, we listened to Houdini with War Declaration, Calypso Pioneers, part of my ongoing Calypso obsession. And I don't even know where I got this record. A comp. I think I might have got it in at Mystery Train in Boston, Massachusetts during my trip last October. This next one is a freebie, and I've been warning people about this episode coming up where I play only records that I got for free, and a lot of them are really terrible. I have a huge stack of them by the side of my bed. This one somehow got out of that stack, and it's a band you all know and love called Yes. And their major label album from 1983 called 90125, Owner of a Lonely Heart. That's the hit you all know and love. Well, I'm going to play a track called It Can Happen. And like I said, I got this for free on the infamous closing night of Music Trader Sports Arena. Went crazy, got like 60 records for free. Got propositioned, saw some rad bands play, felt totally uncomfortable, and all this on a Sunday night impromptu with my good friend Alex Miranda. Well, this minimalist prog track makes it all worthwhile. Yes, and It Can Happen.
To me, it can happen to everyone eventually. on the pitcher's mound, and his uniform was torn, and his number was left on the ground. Then the night turned cold, colder than the moon. The stars were white as bones, the stadium was old, older than the screams, older than the teams. There were three men down, and the season lost, and the tarpaulin was rolled upon the winter frost. Season lost, and the tarpaulin was rolled upon the winter frost.
Nuggets to share. Here are
Well, that's Valdi there on the Hot Rocks. His LP from the 1978 and a song called Sister, I Love You. This guy is a good-looking guy, I gotta say. And he's also a bit of a hometown hero. Actually, more than a hometown hero. He's actually lives on Salt Spring Island, which is, if you think Victoria, British Columbia, is a small place. This is an even more small, obscure place in Canada. And put out a bunch of major label records, like this one on A&M. And, you know, I think about 2 or 3 years ago, I decided to get into Valdi. And definitely this, I kind of have had an ongoing fascination for the last 5, 6 years with sort of a pre-disco pop, and particularly with like stuff mainstream yet forgotten. So especially when I see a dude like Valdi, just piercing blue eyes and a good beard, long hair, and the album's from 1978, I think I gotta try this. It might be the most amazing fun rock ever discovered. So I bought that one there, Christmas Break, Ditch Records. I remember it well. I think I bought a couple of his records. Before that, we listened to Paul Simon, Still Crazy After All These Years, and an amazing track called Night Game off one of the free records I got. Somehow not still in the free pile yet to be analyzed. But I don't think I've listened to Still Crazy that many times, but geez, you know, what a beautiful song. Can you believe I got that record for free? What does that say about society? I don't know. But, yeah, and before that, starting off, that was another free record I got. Yes, with It Can Happen. Epic, minimalist prog. Coming up next is a record that I got for my birthday last year, April 27th, 2010. My good friend Narisa gave this to me. Oh, wait, hang on a second. It wasn't for my birthday. It was on Canada Day. Yeah, it was on Canada Day. I had a Canada Day party, and we were going to watch the movie La Guerre des Tuques, or The Dog Who Stopped the War, which is an amazing movie about these kids that have a week-long snowball fight over spring break, and there's a really smart Asian kid who makes a fort, a snow fort that has an exit slide. So awesome. So awesome. There's a love story, and there's a dog, and they put paint in snowballs and throw them at each other. It's an incredible movie. We were going to watch it. People came over. Narisa gave me this record as a gift, and we ended up just debating and talking horribly. And that's all we did. We didn't watch the movie. It was too bad. But I did get this record out of it, and this record's got also amazing cover. It's also from the mid-70s, also major label, Warner Brothers this time. Also have never heard of this guy. His name is Larry Gross. The album is called Junk Food Junkie, and he's got an incredible beard. I don't know what more to say. It looks like a cool record. I have listened to this title track before, but I wasn't like my new favorite band, so I don't really remember if it's good. But yeah, Larry Gross's hit single, Junk Food Junkie.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt, white sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie, good Lord have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. and sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert, and wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at combination on my secret hideaway shelf, and I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I check my mind with passion. Oh yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Ζω μόνο για σένα, κάνε κάτι και για μένα. Μην ακούς λοιπόν κανένα, να πιστεύεις μόνο εμένα. Σε έχω μέσα στο μυαλό μου κάθε βράδυ όπου και αν πάω. Αφού ξέρεις γραμμαρό μου, μόνο εσένα αγαπάω.
Forget everything you've heard.
A song called Anti-Plastic by Crunch-O-Matic from 1990. Man, and it's super intense. I'm reeling. I'm still reeling. It's on Smash Records. Trent Reznor was involved. And yeah, it was one of those major labels. Where are they now? Yeah, pretty intense record that my friend Tim, again, gave to me this time as a gift because he probably just bought it because he thought it looked cool. And then it wasn't that good, and then he was just like, whatever, you can have it, because that's sort of what happens. And then I got stuck with a record that's kind of cool, but I'm not really that into. I mean, how many times am I going to listen to that single? Probably not very many, because it's just too much. You know, maybe if I go through an insane Beck phase, I'll bust that back out. But, you know, it's tough. Before that, we listened to a Greek song with a title I cannot pronounce, by an artist I cannot pronounce. I can only look at her photo, and she's beautiful. And that was from my trip to Athens last 2 years ago, and during which I made a compilation called Lost Greek Hits, 1972 to 1982, I think. 1988? I can't remember exactly what the window was. I think it was 76 to 88, and I bought any record that was between those dates that was a 1 euro or less. And I got some of these amazing comps that just have like tons of dance tracks on it, including that one, which I like a lot. That breakdown is incredible. It's worth listening to all 50 episodes of this garbage podcast just to hear that one breakdown. And we started that whole set of three off with Junk Food Junkie, a comedy song, terrible comedy song. I apologize for that. But a sentimental gift from my good friend Narisa, so, you know. Canada Day gift. You know, how nice is that? I made poutine on Canada Day as well. It was, I don't know, I've never really tried that hard to be sort of fun. So it was kind of weird. Okay, well, moving right along. Probably I think this will be the last song of the night. I'm going to end it here with a classic. It's the band The Ides of March. Now, the album's from 1971. It's called Common Band, so not their earlier albums, but still has that amazing late 60s feel. I've been interested in music from the 60s, particularly British-sounding American garage rock, for ever since high school, the early days of high school. And this record I actually got recently because the Ides of March were one of those bands that, like, I never really got into, because I don't really like doing reissues. I like to find just, you know, really, really beat up copies of original records. And then that sort of dictates my taste. So anyways, Ides of March are one of those bands I saw reissues all the time for, and I got curious about. And finally, the other day, a few months ago, again, I believe at Cal Records, the same day I bought the Archies record, I bought this Ides of March Common Bond super beat up album from 1971, and we're going to listen to a track called We Are Pillows. Thank you, episode 50, believe it or not.
Tighter down and round, my neck is stiff with daily grind. Round and down, and I have found a girl to ease my daily mind. Magic fingers, love that lingers, like the boy by the candy store. We are pillows, weeping willows, cushioning our daily chore. We know me and we know you, we know us and you may too. We've paid our dues, we've paid our dues, we found someone to pitch our blues. Magic thing. Love that lingers, like the boy by the candy store. We are pillows, weeping willows, cushioning our day.